Here at RNIB Connect Radio, we love to hear from members of the community. You can contact us via radio@rnib.org.uk or call the Connect Community Engagement Team on 0303 1234 555, which is how our next guest got in touch. Alan Roberts has not let sight loss stand in his way. In fact, as we'll hear, the 72-year-old has never been so active. Alan Roberts, welcome to Connect Radio.
Thank you for the invitation.
So, I said in the introduction that you're an author. This all came about after you lost your sight. Can you tell us how that happened?
I attended Sight Concern, and they put me on a computer course, and I learnt to touch type. I learnt to, the software for the blind. And that put me back onto my computer, so I was able to make contact with friends on email and that sort of thing that I'd lost contact with. And then I had plenty of time, so I carried on typing away. And I produced a personal development book. And then, again, I had nothing else to do at that point, so I carried on typing and I produced two novels. I also had the opportunity to co-author a book, just a small contribution to it, but at least that went to number one in Canada, America, UK and Australia, so I was quite chuffed with that, although my contribution was very small on that one.
What was that about?
It was my creative thought. It was Vicky Winterton produced it, but it was only a small contribution, but, it's just there.
And the novels, what genre are the novels in?
One is just somebody who achieved something throughout his life because of it, the way he was brought up, very positive life. And the other was a mystery that it was a very positive. My stories are very positive. I'm not a novel writer. It was just something to keep me busy, something to, I needed that sense of achievement. So I produced these books just so that I could say, well, I've done a book, even if I was the only one who ever read them. But it was just something to keep me busy, sort of thing.
And can we find them online under your name?
Well, they are on Amazon. It's under Alan L. Roberts. They are there.
And that's Alan with a double L, isn't it?
Correct.
Now, you said that your characters in your novels are very positive and don't let things get in their way. I understand that you have been remarkably active in the last 8 years since you lost your sight, apart from writing.
I do like to keep myself very busy, yeah.
So tell us a few of the things that you're doing.
Well, first of all, not being able to see, I had the RNIB talking books, but it was like 20 hours of talking books every day, and that was just a bit too much. So when I had about 5 or 6 inches of vision in one eye, it was enough to get telephone numbers, and I started ringing charities and voluntary organisations, trying to get myself something to do, keep busy. The first 30 turned me down flat, but eventually Worcester Association of Carers answered and said, well, if I can ring them, they can use me. So for the last 8 years, I've been ringing carers up and supporting them by telephone. And then I went out to do the RNIB talking books, public speaking, to raise money for that. And then I joined ProBus and U3A. And then I went to the lectures by the Mechanical Institute of Mechanical Engineers. Then I joined Toastmasters, Avoncroft Museum of Ancient Buildings. I volunteered there every week. And then I had the chance to become a town councillor. That's 2015. I became the council rep for Age UK. And then I became a trustee for Age UK. Oh, gosh, I started going out giving talks. I introduced public speaking to the students at the high school last year. I applied to be a school governor. I've been offered 2 schools, but I'm looking for something a bit closer because travelling is a bit difficult. I've joined Mentorlink to mentor the children at the school. I'm in the RNIB Token Support Group, and I've recently contacted Site Concern at Worcester to go out doing the public speaking to raise money for them. So, you know, with other things that are going on in my life, such as trying to take a coaching course and doing other courses, online courses and that sort of thing, I generally keep myself busy.
And did I hear that you do some woodwork and electrical engineering as well?
Well, I made myself a scale model of, you know, it's a, well, about 15-inch scale model of a flat-pack church at the Avoncroft Museum. So I can show you the foundations, and then I can put the floor in, I can show you the framework, and then I can put the framework of the roof on, then I can put the corrugated iron sheeting around it, the cladding, and then on the roof, and I add the vestry and the porch and the bell tower. So, you know, it's a little flat pack church in miniature sort of thing, so I can demonstrate it when I'm giving the talk.
A truly interactive 3D model. That's fantastic.
And I just love woodwork, I love metalwork, I love engineering. To be quite honest, absolutely everything fascinates me. I can't pick up anything without looking at it and think, how does that work? How does it come apart? How do I put it back together? And that sort of thing.
And clearly, you haven't allowed sight loss to stand in your way. Do you think it's actually been a spur to make you more active, to make you appreciate the time that you have?
I've always been active. It's made me appreciate what I had, and I don't like being sat there doing nothing, and it's just thinking, well, yes, I can do it. Instead of saying why I can't do it, I think to myself, why not? And I just get on, and, you know, the more I can do, the more I enjoy life.
That's fantastic. Now, I know you've raised money for RNIB Talking Books, and you said, obviously, that you were rather binging on them to begin with. Is there a favourite talking book that you can pick out that you've read in the past?
My choice is biographies, autobiographies, religion, politics and personal development. But the one book that I do remember, which I thought was absolutely brilliant, was The Blind Traveller. Now, I don't know if you know that one.
Is that James Holman?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't remember authors.
Right.
I just go for the information.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he was a sailor, and then he lost his eyesight, and he used to click his, you know, tongue and listen for the echo. And that's how he went around, and he travelled the world just doing that sort of thing. And he was able to ride a horse, and he met the Tsar of Russia and, you know, all these famous people, and most people didn't even realise he was blind, but he was able to get round using kind of his own little radar system.
Well, he and you are clearly an inspiration to us all. Alan Roberts, thank you so much for talking to us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.